The Central College football team beat Luther 41-16 Saturday afternoon in Decorah. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we'll have highlights from our live broadcast on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Carlson Stadium in Decorah, Iowa, for American Rivers Conference action as today your Central College Dutch battle the Luther Norse. Out of the timeout, first and 10 Central at the Luther 13-yard line. Right to left for Hoffman and the Dutch. Play action fake, fires to the end zone, looking for Herbers, makes the catch on the L of Luther. Touchdown Central, and the Dutch are out to a 6-0 lead. Third and 10, play action fake. Cornwell under heavy pressure, fires! Austin Byrne closes on it and picks it off! Burns just wrestled it away from the defender. A great read, a great attack of the ball, and the first turnover of the game.
He went right over the top. I mean, it was a great play. Timed it perfectly. Went right over top of the receiver.
With two tight ends on the right side of the line, the snap is made. A fake to rush. Hoffman to throw. Steps up. Fires to the end zone for New, who makes the catch and hangs on. Touchdown, Central. Ryan New, a 25-yard grab. Pistol formation, play action fake, pressured, sacked, Olsen and Warren make the play, 10 yards in the backfield.
Yeah, nice job, both defensive ends come off the edge and just both of them beat the offensive tackle and they met right there at the quarterback.
Hoffman steps up, fires, caught by Mott at the 10, breaks the tackle and takes it in. Touchdown Central, Logan Mott, the third touchdown reception of the first quarter for Central, and it's 20-0 Dutch. Three receivers near side for Luther as the Norse move from left to right, down 11. Cornwell to throw, rolls out, Bacall charges, sacked. David Bacall and Reed Packabear. It's a huge loss on Central's fourth sack of the game. Central hasn't scored in nearly two quarters. Logan Sunbold lines up for a 28-yard field goal to try to stretch this to a 14-point lead. Snap, spot, the kick is up. The kick is good. And with 1:41 remaining in the third quarter, it's Central 24, Luther 10. Here's a third and 10 snap from the 25. Play fake. Warren giving chase. Bradley Warren gets home again from around his defensive end spot. That's a hat trick for number one. Logan Sunbold for the second straight possession, trying to put 3 points on the board for Central at the 13-minute mark of the fourth quarter. His 38-yard field goal is on the way and good. And Central now has a 3-score lead. Dutch 27, Norse 10. Here's 4th and 8. And Cornwell pressured, stepped up, and down he goes again! It's the 7th sack of the game for the Central defense. Cornwell flattened at the 20, and Central will start at the edge of the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Play action fake. Hoffman rolls to the right. He'll take off and run. Hoffman to the 15. Lot of blue to the far side of the field. And Hunter Hoffman takes it all the way in. Touchdown Central. Hunter Hoffman, a 20-yard score.
Yeah, ran a bootleg. He faked to his left, came back right. And boy, the field just opened. And he showed some wheels there.
And Hoffman, who's thrown 3 touchdowns and just rushed for one on his last snap, is back out there. They start inside of the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone, takes a snap, steps up in the pocket, fires to the end zone, and it is caught! Touchdown Central! And it's Nolan Meyer, a 15-yard grab. The clock is winding down, under 5 seconds to go. It's now hit triple zeros, and the Dutch bounce back in a big way. Final score, Central 41, Luther 16.
We're catching up with Central coach Jeff McMartin following a 41-16 victory over Luther on Saturday afternoon. Coach, first thoughts on today's game?
You know, it kind of was what we thought it was going to be as far as, you know, Luther did a really good job of pulling out kind of everything, all the stops. They spread the field. They went for it on fourth down a lot. They, you know, really kind of flipped the script on you, did onside kicks. I mean, all the things that, you know, fake punts. I mean, it was all there, just like we thought it was going to be. And, you know, sometimes it made them look really smart, and other times it gave us really great field position. And when they made mistakes, we took advantage of it. I thought we got off to a really good start defensively with the turnover and some three and outs and get the ball back, and then our offense responded really well and got going. And then once again, you know, you give Luther credit. They were able to take a really big drive in the second quarter and just maintain ball possession. And, I mean, at halftime, I think we were at 11 minutes of ball possession. They were at 18, and most of that was in the second quarter. So it made the score close, you know, 21-10. Certainly you don't go off the field feeling really comfortable with that. But, yet I felt like, you know, defensively, you know, they were playing very well. You know, we made a couple of mistakes, some penalties and things that hurt us. But you take those penalties off the board, and, you know, defensively, I thought we played a very good game and did the things that we needed to do. And offensively, you know, we had the one turnover and, you know, kind of didn't get the things done we wanted to on third down real well, especially third and short. But we also made some big plays, and guys, you know, guys kind of stepped up and made some really good catches and some good runs. And I thought our offensive line did a good job against a team that really kind of moved around a lot and made it hard on you.
Well, football can be an interesting game because you couldn't look better in the first quarter. You're up 21-0, driving in the second to make it 28-0, and you throw the pick. And next thing you know, as you mentioned, it's 21-10 at half. Can you just talk a little bit about that momentum, that how that just seemed to completely flip today?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, one of our goals this week was to try and be effective running the ball, using our running backs, and doing some different things, controlling the tempo, controlling the clock, trying to wear them down. And that interception was something that you can't have happen in the red zone. You know, certainly a momentum killer. And then that's the drive where they had two penalties. You know, we had two personal foul penalties in that drive. And, you know, they were unfortunate, you know, that happened, because that really kept things alive for them. And they converted some fourth downs, you know, and those are the killers. And then, you know, that's where you got to right the ship. You got to get back and get going again, and we weren't able to do that. And gave them the ball back right away, and the next thing you know, they're driving again on us. And, you know, those are things that we just have to improve on as a team, so that we don't put our defense in that kind of a position. And then defensively, we got to respond, you know. And we have, I thought, really well this year overall to adversity like that. And, you know, when we kicked the field goal in that second time, I was really happy about that, to tell you the truth. I mean, I was glad, because that kept it out of a one-touchdown game. And I know they have a very good kicker, so I was, you know, kind of preparing ourselves for it to be 10 points. But I was glad that we were able to hold them out of there for a touchdown.
Visiting with Jeff McMartin, Central College head football coach, after a 41-16 win over Luther. Chance to talk about your defense. I had you for 8 sacks today. Luther, like, 3 of 17 on third downs. I mean, those are a couple of really big numbers, and why they only scored 10 points.
Yeah, I thought our pass rush was very good, especially against a very elusive quarterback like that. He's very athletic. Once again, you know, we did a good job of being good on third down. Putting them in third and long situations too. I thought we were good at that. We really neutralized our running game. I mean, you take that one run against you know, late in the fourth quarter against some of our guys, and we really had done a good job against the run on them all day. So I feel good about that too.
And lastly, how about thoughts on homecoming and Dubuque next Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough test. It's going to be a great challenge for us. They're a very good football team. They're well coached, and they've got very good athletes. And, you know, we're going to have to continue to improve, you know. And that's kind of been, you know, the talk of our team is, like, let's get better. You know, let's control what we can control. Let's improve each week. And if you do that, you know, there's some components of this football team that I think we can feel very good about. And, you know, and then, you know, knowing our strengths and playing to those strengths. You know, we all can wish we were a certain way or could do certain things and had certain skills and abilities. And the fact of the matter is that we got what we got. And there's talent here. There's kids that can win. There's kids that can play. We're just going to have to be who we are and make sure that we really know that and not wish for something else, you know. And that starts on this next Saturday, you know. And it would make me really happy for our team and for the college, for our fans, to win at home. You know, we had a great crowd last week, and I'm disappointed for our fans that they weren't able to experience a win. And, watch us play the way that I think we're capable of playing. So, you know, it's going to be a really important game and one that we're going to have to play well for.
All right, congrats on today, Coach. See you next weekend.
Thanks.
All right, Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score here on Saturday in Decorah, Dutch 41, Luther 16.